At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Andre, this is the craziest thing I have seen here at the Overland Expo. We have an Acty on top of an electric dirt bike, on top of an Acty, on top of an F450. Now, if that is off the hook, I don't know what is.
It's a turducken of sorts.
This is an overlanding turducken. Guys, welcome to the Overland Expo here in Denver, and Andre and I are doing a walk around. So if you're listening to this as a podcast, you can head on over to TFL Talk and watch it, or you can just enjoy the description as we walk around and show you the craziest things. So I don't know who thought of kind of creating this matryoshka doll. Is that what you call them, Andre?
Yeah, matryoshka, nesting doll. Yeah, this is wonderful. Yeah, this is Mountain West Overland Expo. And we're going to show you some of the coolest stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to show you the worst stuff. Only the coolest.
Is this your doing?
The K truck is my doing, yes. The Ford is not my doing.
So who got the idea to kind of stack these overlanding rigs on top of each other?
I've wanted an Acty for the longest time, and then my buddy bought the 450 and said, hey, you should buy one now so we can put it on top of the Diamondback cover for Overland Expo. So we did it, drove it up there. It was sketchy, but it looks cool.
You drove this on the highway.
Yeah, Mike drove it on the highway from Denver all the way up here, the way that it sits right now.
Even with the little bit, like the little model Acty on the motorcycle.
So that we just put up there, but the bike was up there, posted a bunch of videos of it, yeah.
So have you ever taken this actually off-road?
The Acty is new to me. I've been restoring it for the past couple months now. I've taken it through like Rampart Range and things like that. It's the Acty Attack, so it's got ultra low first, reverse, it's got a rear locker, so it can go off-road.
I didn't know there was an Acty Attack, so they made an off-road one, because we have one, but it's just a standard 4x4, which isn't great, because it doesn't have a low range.
Yeah, the low range is good. It helped getting it up the big ramps to get it onto the cover. It makes parts a little bit more difficult to find. It's got different rear CVs and everything, but it's a cool, kind of rare model of it.
Where'd you find it?
I found it not locally. I found it in Salt Lake City, actually, just on Marketplace. So it was already imported, brought it in, and then I just kind of touched up the paint, redid the interior a little bit. And this is kind of how it sat when it was in Japan for most of its life.
Yeah, the problem, of course, here in Colorado, we can't, at least not yet, register them.
Yeah, I think it goes, you guys made a good video on it. I think next July is when you can register them legally.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it so we can actually take it on the road. But I got to say, I'm a little bit taller than you are. I don't actually fit in the thing.
Yeah, I'm pushing it. I'm only like 5'9", 5'10". So.
Whenever I drive the Acty, my knees hit like the blinkers and like the, the windshield wipers are always going off.
My knee hits the
crank.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they're crazy little things, but you know, in terms of like payload and utility, it might have more payload than the 450.
It's pretty practical. A lot of people overlook them, but now that we can actually get them here after the 25 year roll, it's rad. I love it.
Well, awesome.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. So I'm gonna take the camera, Andre. And you can be on camera, and let's go find something else that's cool here. Now, we're kind of here for the third year in a row now?
Yeah, well, we started, whenever they started the show, we were here, of course. And we're still here, but the show really started in Flagstaff, Arizona, right? So, and then they kind of expanded, and this is our home show in Loveland, Colorado. So, this is really awesome.
Yeah, it's a great place to get not just a lay of the land for overlanding, but just for basic off-roading, because you see a lot of built-up trucks.
You remember me? Yes. Yes.
How's it going?
Hey, good to see you again. We met in Detroit.
Yes, we did.
At the Ford Maverick event, right?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Well, he's got the Midnight Maverick shirt.
Yes. So we'll see you around. We're just doing a walk around.
No, I understand.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have a lot of fans here. It's really nice to be among the people, Andre.
Yes.
Among our people.
Yes.
So like I was saying, what's really cool here is it's not just about overlanding, but it's about off-roading. So you've got, you know, everything from built out Toyota Land Cruisers.
There's a Jeep for sale right there.
Yeah, our friends at John's, right? 4x4.
John's 4x4 Gladiator, you know, really built up on some gigantic tires.
I'm saying that needs a 392 under the hood, dude.
Yeah, probably.
When you're rolling on tires that big, it definitely needs a 392. It's a really kind of interesting place to come to kind of find out where and what the trends are. And as we walk around here, we should kind of look for trends as well, seeing what, you know, what's popular and what people are doing, because this is where it all kind of starts.
Yeah.
I used to walk around some of the car shows.
So I want to show you one trend, okay, Roman?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So flatbed, tray beds, right? Our Australian friends call this kind of trays. And I think they're becoming more and more popular in the United States. So here we have a Jeep Gladiator, which is a mid-size truck, one of the longest ones, with kind of a little box. And look at this, there's a Tacoma here, with also this kind of flatbed. It's got storage boxes on the bottom and a lot of storage on top as well.
And the Red Arc system.
Yes.
Underneath. I think what the tray bed gets you is kind of the ability to do whatever you want, right? When you lose the sides of the bed, then it opens up.
Well, you have
up.
More width, right? Yeah. Like you said, the more options. You could remove this top box if you didn't want to. You could put something on it. It's also longer than it would be otherwise, right?
My only question when they do this is, does it change the payload of the truck? It feels like you're kind of exceeding the payload here.
Well, but most of these trucks have different springs, shocks, tires. You know, some of these vehicles that we see here are really modified. So it's up to the builder, right? You know, they need to know what they're doing and exactly what type of payload.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Yes.
I'm going to say that there's more to payload than just springs and shocks. There's also like half shafts. There's also transmissions.
How about the radiators?
Yeah, exactly. Cooling.
You know, if you overload it and the engine can't cool itself, you know, that's really important as well, right?
Yeah, so I think you're kind of running the risk of potentially overloading a vehicle that's not designed to it. Hey, look, I see our friends at Rider Justice.
Yeah.
Should we go say hi to Tommy?
Yeah.
They're doing their podcast. Have you guys been watching TFL Talk? Or have you been listening to our podcast? You know that Tommy
and the team
are doing this podcast called Carish.
Yeah, which is my favorite podcast, by the way. I really don't listen to TFL Talking Trucks.
I listen
to Carish only.
And they're recording it live today from the Overland Expo.
In the wind,
yeah. We've had a lot of heat, and now it's all of a sudden cooled down. So let's go say hi to these guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, look, it's the stars of Carish on TFL Talking Trucks. Say hi.
Yes.
Those guys are famous. That's Roman and Andre.
Can you sign an autograph for me?
Hold on, if we'll trade autographs.
So we got to say hi to Scott, because he's the man making this pot popular. So this is Scott O'Sullivan.
Good to see you, Roman.
So we have multiple podcasts. Hello,
yes,
Scott.
Yeah.
We're at one podcast recording another podcast. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So Scott's the single reason our company is still in business. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah.
But he does an awesome job over at Rider Justice. So he's got a booth here at the Overland Expo.
Yeah, here we are. We're and also sponsoring the Moto Party tonight. And
nice.
Proceeds from that go to the Moto Relief Project, which helps veteran riders get their lives back together. And it's amazing.
So, like, if there's anything good happening in the community, I guarantee Scott's involved with it, if it involves two wheels.
Yeah, that is our goal. We love the community. We love all things motorcycle, all things overlanding, cars, everything.
Yeah, yeah. And Scott, what's cool about Scott is he's kind of like a legend, I'm figuring out, in this community. Because, like, Scott's got a booth here, and there's no cars involved in this booth. And people have been coming up and are like, Scott, man! So, like, you're doing something cool, man.
We try our best. We love the community. And I think the thing that's interesting about the overlanding community, it's just about the same as the motorcycle community. Meaning, it's like, not many people get together for cars. Not many people get together for, well, Jeeps. That's a whole different animal, right? But the overlanding, it's definitely that community. It's super fun. It's a lot like the moto community, and I just love it.
It's That's like a awesome. Family, basically,
it's
right?
It's a family. Yeah,
yeah
it's
like
a good way
family.
To everybody just geeks out,
right.
Whatever you're geeking out on, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. What's the coolest thing you've seen here? Anything really cool we have to see?
Do you have $1 million?
I do not.
You know what the coolest
Isn't
thing is?
Isn't that the Bare Naked Ladies song?
We just bought a Royal Enfield.
If I had $1 million.
Yeah, that's a good bike.
Yeah,
which one did you do?
Which one do we get?
The Royal
Himalayan. Himalayan, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Great bikes.
You're right. Yeah.
And for budget-minded people,
totally.
You can't get better.
Yeah, I mean, those are great bikes, and they're super fun. And, like you said, they're affordable.
And they get good fuel economy, if you care about that. All right, we'll keep going. We'll let you guys record.
All right, check out the Car-ish podcast. Scott's special guesting.
Yes, yeah. I'll see if I can answer any questions. I won't do better than Case.
All right, see ya.
All right, see you guys.
Can you take this for a second?
Thank you very much. I've got
suntan lotion in my eyes, Andre.
Okay. Roman, while you get your suntan lotion out,
yeah.
I wanna look at that Tacoma because, oh my goodness, it's insane.
It looks like a pre-runner. Hey, you're missing all the bikes.
No,
I was doing a very clever bridge to talking about motorcycles.
I don't know anything about motorcycles.
And you were like, you know, squirrel.
Look at that. It's a monster truck. Look at this. It's a Tacoma in 40s.
Turn left for a second. This is for all you guys who do overlanding the right way. And by right way, I mean, of course, on a motorcycle. Because let's face it, Andre, when you're overlanding on a motorcycle, you smell all of the environment. You're super lightweight because, well, you have to be. This is the most fun and I think the most rewarding way to go overlanding. And it's just so fun.
Well, right, Roman, I would wager a bicycle is more rewarding.
I would wager you're not going to get very far in a bicycle.
Yes, but you're moving slower than a motorcycle. And also you're surrounded by more environment even.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go down that route, when we were going down from Dead Horse to Fairbanks, there's a guy on a unicycle. So that's even more engaging.
Well, that's really frightening.
And even actually, he had off-road tires on a unicycle, believe it or
that's
not.
That's really frightening.
All right, let's show this monster truck.
Yeah, it's really cool. Let me see. So these are 40s. Wow. Pretty cool Tacoma. Pretty cool, guys.
It's Mountain Yodas, Tom.
Mountain Yodas,
yep. Yes.
Yeah. How much of a lift?
I don't know the exact measurements.
It's probably
3 feet.
Many yeah, feet. Right.
Many feet. I'm Roman, by the way.
Hi, Roman. Ryan with Turn 14 Distribution.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. So we're doing a little quick podcast. We're doing a walk around. And we're kind of picking out the coolest stuff. And this lifted taco is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it's got outfitted with Camberg billet arms. It's got goat suspension, which is actually Mountain Yoda's house brand. Full coilovers with reservoirs. It's got portal axles, big brake kit, Pro Charge, all the good stuff that you want on a Tacoma.
So you put a supercharger on it.
Yep.
I was wondering if you like L swapped it because that's a lot of tire to turn.
Yeah, a lot of tire. There's a lot of armor and stuff on here, so you definitely need that extra oomph.
What does it sound like with a supercharger?
Sounds excellent. It's also got the MagnaFlow Overland Series exhaust system, so it really opens it up. It's just fun rig.
Well, thank you for showing it to us. It's definitely one of the coolest rigs here. Appreciate it.
Be sure to check out the Mountain Yoda's booth. They're over here by the merchandise. They have, I think, like 5 to 6 different vehicles and all kinds of good Toyota stuff. So
that's awesome. Thank you.
We'll head over there now. Thank you.
Got it.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Look at this. So you were talking about
kind of
chassis cab. Yeah, and there's another one right there on that orange Tacoma.
Yes, and the Tacoma we just looked at was the previous generation, and now this kind of a orange one that we're walking towards is the latest gen. So there's a little bit of everything. And Roman, also, you know how Scott said, do you have $1 million?
Yes.
You don't have to have $1 million either. I mean, you can if you want to, but even if you have lower budgets, there's a little bit for everybody here.
Well, here's the thing, Andre. As you know, I just came back from Pebble Beach.
Yes.
And there you have to have $1 million.
Hoity-toity.
There you have to have $1 million just to kind of feel like you're part of the natural environment. Here
you know, you don't.
No, you can take an old XJ and convert it into something that's more off-roady.
Yeah, well, this Tacoma is probably not super, super affordable, but it's very nice. Well, very
the
well
rooftop
done.
Tent, kind of slide
it's
out
got racks. Yeah,
it's really well done.
Look at this Tundra, it's way up in the air.
I know, I'm not a huge fan of tires that stick that far out beyond the body. I
think because you need the, you know, fender flares or mud flaps.
I think you drive that in the rain, you're gonna blind people.
Yes.
But this seems to be very much a Toyota-centric part of the show.
Well, you know, Toyota is huge in this community. I mean, they've been in this community nonstop over decades and decades and decades, and it kind of shows. But now other manufacturers
including Nissan and GMC and Lexus and Ram and Jeep. They're all entering the game as well, as far as Overland is concerned.
So I think this is another trend that we're seeing here. And it's exemplified by this rooftop tent, that rooftop tent, and that one over there.
With solar.
Yeah, with solar. Yes. So rooftop tents have gotten big, Andre.
Yes.
They've become party tents. I mean, look at the size of this thing. You could get like a small Boy Scout camp in there, and they'd be comfortable.
Exactly. So, like, some of them open like a book, some of them open just like an accordion, some of them are triangular, wedge style. I mean, there's so many different styles.
But once upon a time, you could only maybe get two people in there.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like I said, they're just getting much more massive. And I'm guessing the next iteration of rooftop tents is going to be comfort.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So should we look at the Pebble here?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen inside of this Pebble. So Pebble is a camping trailer which is electrically powered.
Yeah.
As well. So this could be quite interesting. Maybe we could peek in.
Could be the next Airstream.
Maybe the next trend. Not a current trend, right? But maybe within 5 years, we'll be seeing a lot more trailers with actually driven wheels, right? Because a lot of off-road always say, if you're pulling a small trailer behind you off-road, it's like an anchor, right? You're pulling an anchor across. But if that trailer actually powered you along, it could be a really big deal.
And can you like with a remote control, park this without actually having a vehicle?
Can you back it up into a space?
Wouldn't that be cool?
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
Do you want to peek in there?
Yeah, I'll take a peek. I'll kind of show them a peek inside here.
It's very cozy in there.
It is very cozy.
Oh, let me show up here.
Okay.
So there's a little dinette in the front of this. Yeah, there's windows.
Let me give you my card.
I love kind of very modern, a large space right there.
That's
for a
shower,
sink
dude,
and a shower. Yeah.
I don't know if I like the shower in front of a big window.
Well, I'm sure maybe you could like snap your fingers and it will go opaque.
And close this, yeah?
Yeah.
Or maybe
it's very high tech.
Or maybe you're going to be the most popular camper in at the campsite, you know?
Right. Let's swing over here. Let's go left.
Or if it's me taking a shower, the least popular camper. Be like, Roman, doesn't that turn opaque? I'm like, no.
I need to poke my eyes out.
All right. Let's keep going. So we got more Toyotas. Oh, look at this. This is the thing, and we should go look at that. It's a major manufacturer. Chrysler is here.
Yes.
Apparently, people are using Pacificas.
And they're lifting them. This is not a lifted one.
Do you know where the Chrysler one is?
Yes, I'll take you there shortly. Okay. But first, I want to go this way, we'll end up at Chrysler, okay?
Yeah, let's tease it.
Tease it.
So if you want to see an off-road Pacifica.
And you know what else I love about Colorado, Roman? I mean, of course, I've lived here for 33 years, but we have so many local companies like Moonlander, right? We've worked with them. We've seen many campers that they built. They're all aluminum, very well made, and they're made right here in Colorado.
Yeah, I think people who are into the outdoors come to Colorado.
So, yeah, look at this.
So it makes sense that eventually they want to not just experience the outdoors, but then, you know, get involved in the field of outdooring.
Yes.
Is that a word, outdooring, Andre?
Outdooring.
Outdoorsing, whatever.
You're setting a new trend, Roman.
I am.
You're always setting trends.
I'm a trendsetter. From now on, it's not overlanding, it's outdooring.
Outdooring.
Sounds like a door company with a door that swings out, doesn't it?
Oh, let's check out Juniper, our friends at Juniper.
Sure.
Just really quick.
Yeah, we've worked with them in the past. So Juniper does, once again, another local company. Oh, look at that. A Quartermaster, Andre.
Quartermaster with a tray bed. What are the chances?
I love that color. You know, this is one of the few trucks that's subject to the chicken tax.
Yes. It's built in France, right?
Yeah, right across the border from Germany. So that's why the Ineos Grenadier is so much less expensive than the Quartermaster, because this gets hit with the chicken tax.
But can you zoom in on this?
Yes, whatever you want.
So our friend Jay Couch.
Oh, he built that.
So Dirt Box Overland products. So he built like racks and
tents and beds and a lot of different accessories. He's also a local company here in Colorado. So
maybe that's why we heard from him, because he's too busy building quartermasters.
And his brand is this Dirt Box. So
yeah.
So maybe we'll see Jay in a few minutes later.
I kind of feel like these kind of
vans,
Sprinter vans that are built out are kind of old. I think it's kind of a trend that's come and gone. Right, for a long time.
They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, for a long time, like Storyteller, everybody was doing these converted Sprinter vans, Mercedes 4x4s. But they're expensive, Andre. You know how expensive these guys are? These can be $200,000, which seems like a lot, even though it's beautiful. I mean, look at all the wood.
Oh my God, this one is very well done. And look at the little configurations. You can have different, you know, settings for beds, bunk beds, couch, office, anything you want.
Why do they have like a... like these women with their, well, if you're watching this.
Those are computer-generated images, Herman.
Yeah. Yeah, renderings. These two guys are spooling each other.
Well, kind of, yeah. Yes.
I think it's a little weird.
So
she's sleeping while he's on the computer.
Well, somebody has to rest.
And over here, he's sleeping while the motorcycle is resting underneath.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so it's very configurable. It's kind of cool.
I was going to say, Roman, whenever you're picking something like this, right, when a van versus a trailer,
yeah,
a trailer you could set up as your base camp and then you leave, right? In a van, you have to bring it with you because it's your vehicle.
Here's the before mentioned Grenadier.
Yes.
These are now like 75, 80,000, but I'm starting to see them resell for like 60,000. So I'm wondering where the bottom of the market is. So if you wanted a Grenadier and you know you couldn't get one because they were only being sold new, now they're starting to hit the used market and they're actually becoming a little bit affordable, which is a good thing, because I think at some point that BMW straight six that's under the hood is going to be one of the most iconic powertrains out there, because that's the same engine that's in the Supra, of course.
Yeah.
And the Z4.
So just really briefly, let's say hello to our friends at Juniper Overland. Right. They're also Colorado-based. And remember, we brought our Cummins to them.
Yes.
And before that, they were working on smaller vehicles like Toyota Tacomas. Now everybody's building Cummins trucks.
And this one has a Scout camper.
Yeah.
On the bed.
Come over, come in.
I'm coming. I'm following you.
This is a soft one. Yeah. And so
you can check out Scout campers here.
Yeah, they're tall. It's a pop-up. So it's got a lot of room in there. I'm always impressed. And look at this Scout.
And now this bed, this tray bed, basically kind of custom storage bed, is a Bowen.
Yeah.
Also a Colorado company.
Why don't you jump in there and show them how much room is in there.
Let me see.
Because this thing is massive. I bet you're 6'4", right?
6'3"-ish.
You could probably stand up straight in there.
I can. Look at this, Roman.
Look at that. You're comfy.
It's amazing. It's really huge in here. Let me take the camera really quick.
Yeah, give them a kind of a tour.
So, different storage solutions. By the way, this is a solid-sided camper. So this is not a pop-up that you go up and down. And, you know, it's easier to set up. You don't have to finagle with any parts. It's already here. Here's a little shower water system, a little cooktop, a fridge. So everything is very modular, Roman. I'm noticing everything is very modular.
You know what's really cool? Come on out here. Look at this. You know when you're kind of setting up and you don't have a flat area. Look at this. It's a little. We're looking at what is a little
cushion.
It's a little air cushion. Like, it looks like a little round pillow that you can blow up and then
underneath
your tires, so that you've got a flat place to sleep. Because there's nothing worse than being in one of these things. And then having to roll over to one side because you don't have it set up right.
I want to say hi to Josh really quick.
Right, go say hi to Josh.
Hey, Josh. Hey, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see, man.
I just want to say hello to you. You're on our podcast, so we really always appreciate what you guys are doing.
We appreciate you guys, man.
You should probably use your one here. Use mine.
So I remember, because you helped us build out our Ram.
Yeah.
Remember, was that your first Ram truck, or haven't done many before?
We've done handful of them.
But now, look, all Rams. All Rams all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
All Rams all the time.
So how's business? How are things going?
Good. We're having a very busy year. Yeah, we're cranking along. So
just building as many rigs as we can for people. And
can I bring my Russian bread loaf to you to work on?
I know we talked about it briefly. I got busy. So.
I know. So I have a transmission problem right now. It's not driving really well. But maybe, you know, in the future, I may need some help from you.
All right.
Because you're the expert.
I'm going to take this back, Josh. Thank you very much. Nice. And Andre, stop begging for help. Come on.
I'm not begging for help.
You're on camera here. Are you using the popularity of TFL to get your Vuhanka sorted?
This man is like a wiring wizard. He can wire anything at any time for any reason.
You want to wire some Russian... Russian?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Spaghetti? Russian spaghetti, yeah. Russian spaghetti. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Andre.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, of course. You're welcome.
So, Roman, I think we need to turn around soon.
Okay.
And walk the other way. But I haven't seen this row yet.
Let's go look and see what's here. You know what I'm also seeing? This might be another trend. And it's exemplified right by what's in front of us. And if you look, there's an F-250, and next to it is a Duramax GMC, I believe, AT4X. I'm seeing a lot more heavy-duty trucks than I have in the past, right? In the past, it was Tacomas. And it was Rangers, but now this is America, gosh darn it. F-250, AT4X HD.
2500. I think there's a reason for this, Roman, because when you want to bring more gear, heavier things, you need bigger trucks. You need bigger, more capable vehicles.
Look, that's why we got our GG, right? Our old Army truck, because
that's right.
In a world of, you know, 2500 and 3500, 4500, a military truck on 46s still stands out. And I don't see anything. I think if we brought our truck here, people would be...
It may have been one of the bigger trucks here.
People may have been in awe with it. But speaking of smaller trucks, Andre, I actually see a Maverick up there.
No way.
Yeah, let's go.
No,
look. A Maverick.
I don't believe it.
Somebody's actually... You think somebody's overlanding in a Maverick? I bet you somebody is overlanding in a Maverick. I'm sorry. Outdoorsing.
Outdoorsing.
Yeah.
By the way, Roman, it's really windy today.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of a testament to... that all these people, you know, you have to be in the elements, right? All your awnings, all your tents, all of your gear must survive any condition.
Yeah, the problem is I don't survive these conditions because I have horrible allergies.
Oh, no, Roman, come on.
That's a whole different... So, look, somebody has actually built out... I love the Steelies.
Wow.
And I love the fact that somebody is using a Maverick to go and explore the Great White.
Look, it's a Maverick Raptor. Look, it says Ford with amber lights in the front.
So if you're listening to this, what we're looking at is a Ford Maverick in blue, where somebody's actually looks like built a custom bumper port. What size tires are those?
These are a light truck LT 245/75 R17. So the wheel is a 17, and I'm guessing this is like a 31/32.
Yeah,
this is really nice.
I think that they cut it because look, you've got these plastic fender flares, so it must have cut it.
Yeah, let me look. There might have been a tiny bit of rubbing they had to fix there, and a little bit of rubbing there, but it's very attractive, very good looking.
You know, to the business end, so we've got this rooftop tent, which is actually very big, put on it, and in the back,
so it's got a little topper camper with a tent.
I like it.
A hitch, and very capable, and it's from Nevada, which makes a lot of sense, right?
And next to it, of course, is a Raptor Bronco. Which, let's face it, is going to be much better off-road.
Which is factory-built, right? Yeah, yeah. Not updated or modified.
Exactly. So if it were me, I suppose I'd go with the Bronco Raptor, just because I'd get a lot further, even though the Maverick is an FX4.
All right. Do you want to swing this way?
I'll follow you.
Let's swing this way.
We saw our... We're looking at what is, you know, whatever you see, these... campers that you pull and they're black or gray, you know they're off-roady, because every time I see a black one, remember the black series, and you always look at the tires and they're always knobby, and so you know these are built to go.
So this brand is called Paws. So kind of lifted up trailers, very heavy duty.
Well, and you've got Maxtrax or Maxtrax knockoffs, so you know it's serious.
And also there's another brand, MDC USA, which is a trailer that we've used before, right? From ROA Off-Road, RVs of America Off-Road. And I think RVs of America Off-Road also work with Paws campers as well.
The thing about these off-road campers is, unlike a beam trailer, you know, you need a pretty big rig to tow them.
Exactly, because they could weigh between like 3, 4, 5, maybe even 7,000 pounds, right? So you need a bigger vehicle.
Something like this.
Yes.
Now that's a big rig.
See, now that's a ramp.
Yeah, we're looking at all these big ass trucks. Look at this thing. Holy cow.
Big giant fenders. Looks like AEV.
Looks like AEV. I think AEV started something.
So if we go this way, GMC is here, but they have kind of a smaller booth this year.
Yeah, they've kind of downsized.
But they do have their Sierra EV 84, which is the first iteration of their electric off-roader. So they have their Sierra 84 right there.
I think if I were GMC, I'd put like a rooftop tent or something more on it. At least last year they had like a, I think they had the Hummer EV, right? That was kind of done.
Yeah, it was like, it's got a, had a big camper in the back of it, right?
Yeah, it was kind of done for outdooring.
Yes, outdooring.
Outdooring, that's a new word I'm trying to coin here.
Yes.
This one is more just a regular.
But they're also kind of showing, you know, GM Energy is basically home solutions where your vehicle, electric vehicle, can also power the house.
That's going to be everything very soon.
Yeah.
The next generation is going to be all, I think it's called vehicle to load. Is that right, Andre? So here they have one that's kind of built out with a rooftop tent on it.
Yeah, this is a nice Sierra 84X, traditional combustion truck, right?
I can really love our Canyon 84X.
I would change one thing.
What's that?
I would remove this. These steps.
It's going to get hung up on the first tall rock. We're looking at side steps now, guys, that are just way too big.
Yeah, I think those steps have to go.
Yeah.
I think. But look, somebody brought a big truck.
That is a big truck.
That's we're looking at the Nacella chassis, which has started life as a Stewart & Stevenson giant military truck.
This is a very European way to go. Overlanding, right? This is the kind of thing you see cruising across the Sahara, where you've got these giant trucks.
It's got that Unimog vibe.
Yeah, basically they're box trucks, right? It's a big old box.
Yeah.
That's built on top of a, looks like a man, right? Square
well,
face.
This is the Stewart Stevenson, which is an American truck, and it's been redone by Acela, who we also worked with, right? Montera, they call these trucks Monteras.
This is
pretty beefy, right?
Yeah, but now you're in like what's that bus you like? The very expensive
Prevo.
Bus. Yeah, now you're in Prevo territory.
Well, now you need $1 million, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, not for the truck, but for the whole camper, right?
And is that Arctic truck next door to us?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at that.
Whoa.
That's an F650 or 550. Holy cow.
550, 6x6.
Yeah, with giant balloon tires.
You know, I think Nathan profiled this truck
as well.
Yeah. So we have a video, very in-depth look. Hello. How are you? Hi. Good to see you.
So this has the power stroke, of course. And I'm wondering if even this thing has enough torque to move this.
Well, if it's a high output, it's got 1,200 torques.
Yeah, but
which
how
is
big
a lot
are those
of torques.
Tires, dude? They're like 40s.
And there's 6 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot to move.
They're 365/80 R20s MPTs, so basically military style tires.
So Ford doesn't make a 6x6, so these guys have got to be, what, customizing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Extending it.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. We got a little bit of a track vehicle here.
Yeah, tracked outdoors. These are articulating track. They look like miniature tanks, and they articulate in the middle because there is a kind of a driving portion, and then there's a secondary also driving portion. And by the way,
they look like snowcats.
Yes.
Like mini snowcats.
Yes. I remember I was near one in the snow, and I got out of one and actually sunk into the snow. But they have such big area that they actually go over soft terrain very, very well.
That makes sense. They're right on top of the snow and don't sinking. I guess that's the whole idea, right? So you can go into places that you normally couldn't get.
And this is our friends from Four Wheel Campers.
He's got a Tremor.
Super Duty.
Yeah, look at that. A Tremor Super Duty, like ours.
But there's a lot of music here, Roman.
There is, yeah.
We might get demonetized.
Yeah, we don't like the music,
guys. For the music. Somebody's selling a Sprinter van over there for $189,000. So that's the type of money we're talking about here, Roman.
Like I said, to me, coming from Pebble Beach, Andre, that seems quaint.
But like I said, you don't have to spend $189,000. You could be on a lower budget.
I think that's
and
how much,
still get it done.
That's how much four wheels and tires on a Bugatti Veyron or Chiron costs.
Yes. Or maybe a paint job on a Veyron.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We're making.
Remember this ultimate overland vehicle?
No.
I just drove it.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. We did a video on this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, every year they build out. Let's look at the motorcycle, actually. We profiled the truck. If you want to see it, heading over to All TFL. Every year they kind of build out some fun stuff. But I like the Suzuki that they built out. I like the colors on it. We're looking at a yellow and blue Suzuki V-Strom.
This is nice. This is nice scheme here.
Yeah, it's the V-Strom, I think, DE. And it's got the protection on the side here.
Got a little bit of skid plates.
It's got both hand and kind of light guard right there. So, of course, it's got soft side saddle bags. And the most interesting thing is it's built out as an off-roader, but it doesn't have very off-roady tires, huh? No knobbies.
Well, a little bit of knobby, but once again, I'm not a motorcycle expert. By the way, this motorcycle and also the GMC camper here, they're going to be auctioned off.
For charity?
Yeah, for charity. And the charity is Overland Foundation. They do education, they do land conservation, those efforts. Look, there's a Cybertruck with a camper.
Let's go check it out. What is it? Because that is unusual. What are they calling it? What's the foundation?
Overland Foundation.
They should be calling it the Outdoorsing Foundation.
Outdoorsing?
See, I'm going to sneak that in every like 10 minutes, Andre, until it becomes part of the vernacular.
Okay. So I've never seen a Cybertruck camper, Roman, have you?
I have, yeah. There's a guy in Boulder who builds them out.
Really?
I think his timing is incredibly poor.
Yeah, sorry, poor timing.
But it really is. But let's go check it out. Remember when like the renderings of the Cybertruck came out and people were putting campers on top? Everybody was losing their you know what?
Yeah.
And now people can't run far and fast enough away from it.
I know, but so, I mean, I still see Cybertrucks around, but I don't see a lot of them modified at all.
So this looks like, yeah, it's the same guy. It's a Foundation Series, and he's like spent a lot of time to match the camper, it's stainless steel, to the truck itself.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, the great thing about doing a Cybertruck, show you the inside of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pop-up.
Yeah.
It pops up in the same angle that the front of the truck slopes down, which is kind of cool. But what's the obvious advantage of this? Onboard power, right?
Yeah.
You could power.
You have like 7 kilowatts or 7.2 kilowatt of power.
Yeah, you could power everything in this thing.
Yeah, and you also have the frunk.
Of course, if you do that, you may not get out from wherever you're coming because you use your power.
Well, you have to be mindful. Maybe you have solar that will help you out. There's a little Chevy Astro van, Roman. I wanted to buy a safari version of this.
And you wanted to build it out.
But so this is like $3,000, Roman.
Yeah, well, it's because his windows are duct taped.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, why be fancy when you can be frugal?
That would not do well at Pebble Beach, Andre. That is, let me show you the whole thing. The paint is a little faded, I would say.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that this gentleman or lady is towing a Goldwing behind.
Yeah.
So you got the ultimate.
It's writingforacure.com. Writing for a cure.
Yeah, so you could like go to wherever you're going with the van. And then if you need to zip around, you've got the Goldwing as your kind of.
There you go.
I think it's a Goldwing, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a Goldwing.
All right, so we need to finish up, Roman, soon. But we also need to see Chrysler and Ram.
All right, let's
and they're looking down this direction.
Now, another trend I'm seeing, Andre, is fewer Jeeps and more Toyota products. Jeep seems to be kind of waning a little bit.
Well, this is Jeeps right here.
In the outdooring community.
Outdooring?
Yeah. Well, no, but look across the way. So you got Gladiators, but look around.
There are a lot more Toyotas here.
Yeah, especially you were seeing a lot of Land Cruisers. So when the Land Cruiser first came out, look at that. Now we're talking GXs over there. People were like,
I love a new GX.
Yeah, they were like, this is not a real Land Cruiser. I remember Jason, our buddy, did a video, you know, poo-pooing it.
Yes.
And yet, Jason.
They're here modified.
Yes,
you know, but it looks better on bigger tires.
Look, two modified. And I think the thing that you can poo-poo it all you want, you can say it's not the traditional Land Cruiser, but by making it cheaper, you've made it more accessible. So as we're going down this row, there's another one over there. It just becomes Toyotaville because people can afford them. If you're starting with a cheaper vehicle, then it's a lot easier than when you're starting with a more expensive. I don't see any of the, old Land Cruisers here, do you?
No, but this is an LX700H. Triple locked Lexus SUV right here that we're looking at.
Starts at 120 just before you put any of
before modifications.
Yeah, I think I would do the GX if I were doing it.
Ooh, yes. So Lexus, this is Lexus's booth, actually. Yeah. And across the way is Sli Off-Road, that are known for modifying Lexus and Toyota vehicles.
Another Colorado company.
Dude, look at this front bumper. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love the color, too. It's kind of...
We're looking at the GX550.
Yeah, it's kind of a gray, really well-integrated bumper. Looks like it's factory.
Hello. Good to see you. That's Christo.
Hey, Christo. How's it going? We got to stop meeting here. I know. Hey, guys. Good. How are you?
Hello.
Andre.
Hey.
Roman.
I did a video with you guys.
You're on the podcast. Hello. Yeah, hello.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we're just doing a walk around. Kind
saw of your orange truck out back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very good.
I saw you guys in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that was Tommy. Yeah, he just came back from Moab. So
I like you guys are doing the Switzerland Trail thing again.
Yeah, we're back to, very good. Cliffhanger
2.0.
I was butt clenching. Exactly.
I do
right.
I all the time in Ben's old truck, his old LX. Yeah.
But,
Christo, is this the new hybrid?
Yeah,
LX?
700H.
700H. Yeah. With some of your mods.
Christo, I gotta say, I love what you do with the GX. I love what you do with the LX. You guys just look factory. That's gotta be hard.
It takes more time. That's why we're not always first to market.
Does Toyota ever work with you? Do they ever come to you and say, hey, here's what we're doing?
Nope.
And well, Toyota, work with this guy. Premier off-roader.
Well, here in
Colorado.
Roman, they're getting closer because they're right there.
At least our sister company is there now. On Wednesday, we actually went on a trail ride with the chief engineer that designed the LX 700.
Oh, I interviewed him.
Six people from Japan and two from the U.S.
That's very cool.
For their getting information about what should be in the next model. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And that's cool that they're doing it here in Colorado.
Yeah. So we got to spend time on a trail, and some of them is the first time that they've ever driven off-road. Strange that they designed cars for that, but they are actively trying to get input from the public on what they should put in the cars.
So I got to say, I was in Japan a few months ago, and you could still get the old 70 series there. You know that, brand new. Yeah, and I had some major lust, you know, because it's a diesel, and it's like, it just looks so rugged, it looks so tough.
I know, but that's what we got.
I know. But wouldn't you guys say, as part of you would love an old 70 series?
I do have a 79 series pickup.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
On an 80 chassis.
But a new one from the factory.
Not new from the factory, but we built it new.
Nice. All right, let's keep going.
Thank you, good to see you.
Hey, I saw Kurt Williams over there. Let's go say hi to him.
Okay.
I think he's over here. Howdy.
I recognize you too.
Yeah, we're just doing a little bit of a walk around. I'm looking for...
Wow. I've met famous people.
Thank you.
Oh, no, we're what, Z-level celebrity.
Z-level.
Well, depends on what you're interested in. I watch your stuff.
Well, thank you very much. It. Really appreciate it. Let's go see if we get Kurt. I just saw him over here somewhere. Hey, dude.
All right.
Here's Mr. Land Cruiser himself.
Andre.
Good to see you.
We're doing a walk around.
Okay.
So just Kurt Williams, of course. Thank you for everything you've done for us over the years. Runs the Toyota Museum in Salt Lake City.
A part of it. There's a whole team that runs that museum.
Yeah, he's
a small part of
he's
it.
He's part of the museum. So if you guys are ever in Salt Lake City,
please come visit.
Check it out. What you guys doing here?
We're here with Lexus.
Yeah.
Teaching some fun classes in the Lexus booth, just talking about all the mechanics of them, but and showing off these cool vehicles. Got a GX550 here and the 700H.
All right. So are you a GX or an LX man?
I'm a GX owner. I have a GX550 and love
nice.
The GX. I love the LX as well. Front and rear locked LX is
Are you
amazing.
Secretly coveting the LX?
Well, I think, who doesn't? Yeah, yeah. But we have a GX, and I'd love to add an LX to the fleet one of these days as well.
No, I think I'm with you. I think that you know, the problem with the LX, they're like 120. It's just too much money to put in harm's way. At 85 or whatever this is, I'm okay. At 120,
but Roman,
I'm tapping out.
Roman, triple lockers. Very nice suspension, LX.
Okay. That just means you can put them in more harm.
That's true. I do aspire to have one. I would love to have an LX 700.
So I was just talking to Christo, you know, from across the way. Yeah. And I was in Japan a few months ago, and they do I think it's a 70 series from the factory, new with the diesel.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I'm with you. Hey, I'm with you. I would love to have those too. I love old Land Cruisers and new Land Cruisers. But these the platforms we have here are certainly capable. We all want a 70 series, but these have a few more cup holders and a few little nicer accoutrements for the market here in the States.
So in Japan, they run like between, if you convert it to yen to dollars, it's like 35 to 40,000.
for, you know, it's got a diesel engine. Mm-hmm. It still has the slider switches, you know. Yeah.
Very simple. Factory dash, like a 76 series or a 79 series with that diesel is a cool truck.
And I have this contention that if they were to bring it here, they could sell it for like $100,000 because people would be willing to pay to be the only ones on the block to have that.
They may be willing to, yeah.
They're not going to do it.
There are Land Cruiser owners that would do that, absolutely, as we know, and I think that's happening. For those that really want them, they're getting the older Land Cruisers can be imported, and older vehicles, as you know,
25 years old.
So that's a quite a bit older. But you walk around this parking lot, and there are a lot of imported diesel Land Cruisers here. And as you know, I've got a handful. I love old diesel ones. But I love a new one.
The magic is getting a new, right? I don't want to wait 25 years. Anyway, hopefully see it.
Yeah.
Hopefully see it tonight. I guess you and me and James are gonna go get some dinner, maybe.
I hope so. We're gonna do the Toyota doing the game night, and then we'll try to cook up over some dinner. That'd be great.
All right, take care. Bye. Okay.
Thank you. See you.
Bye. All right. Well, I just got my my dropping the fact that I was in Japan in there twice, Andre. Along with speaking of older.
Oh my gosh!
Look at that.
You make fun of me talking about my loaf of bread, and then you can talk about Pebble Beach and your hoity-toity stuff.
And going to Japan. I know. Yeah. I know. Now look at this. Now
that's the one.
Yeah.
Speaking of the one you want.
Speaking of what I was saying, right? And it's here.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
I mean, in the metal.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just... That's really cool. You can't get around.
By the way, Ross Monster is here, too. We checked out several of their vehicles. Super high quality, dude. Custom made. Wow.
Like, they've got the umlaut over the O in Monster, Andre. So you know they're European.
Ross Monster.
Monster, yeah. So you know they're German.
Nice.
Because you're not going to have an umlaut. Hey, we're back to Jeeps.
Jeeps, more Jeep land.
Yeah.
But Roman,
and a Unimog.
Ooh, I see a old school Unimog. Wow, it's open roof. Look at that.
Yeah, you know this first. So there's several generations of Unimog, but this first one, right, the classic one.
It's compact.
Yeah, they're small, but they're slow as you know what, dude.
Well, they're tractors.
Yeah, they are tractors. Like getting this thing up on the highway would be terrifying because you'd have traffic backed up about 20 miles, right? You could get this thing up to maybe 45 with the wind downhill.
Yeah.
Kind of like our GG.
Hold on, let me I want to look inside.
All right, go look inside.
Oh, it has a little bit of a bread loaf vibe.
Yeah, Roman. I know this is your thing, Andre. I'm with you.
Bread loaf vibes.
Are we running? We're running out of time. Should we walk over and check out the new thing that was unveiled?
The
Pacifica.
It's right here next to us.
Wonderful. Let's go look at it. It's very rare that like an OEM actually unveils something.
Well, they used to do more of that, but not recently.
No. And so to have, actually Chrysler here.
Yes.
And ta-da! No, this isn't Chrysler. We're looking at a bunch of bumpers.
That's all right. We have more Fords.
All right.
Hold on, Roman. Be patient. We have to build up suspense.
It's very rare, Andre, that I build up suspense to a Pacifica minivan. Just saying, you know. And you introduced me to a company that actually lists them. They do lists for Pacificas.
Yeah, it's called Journey.
Ah, there
Journey
it is.
Off-road.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this, Roman. This whole journey, no pun intended, has been for us to reach a new concept vehicle, right?
Pretty amazing,
this
huh?
This is Grizzly.
So this is
Grizzly.
This is factory done. There's a bunch of little grizzly bears.
Yeah, but it's not for sale. It's just kind of a study, right?
Yeah, it's a concept from Chrysler. And I love the wheels. So somebody who knows color and specs has done this.
Yes.
I love the little grizzly, which I'm sure they designed.
Look at the fog lamps.
You want to show them the little grizzly logo?
Yeah.
So that looks like, you know, like a designer went at that. Then they added, of course, fog lamps. Now, the trick here is, you can't do the hybrid because the hybrid only comes in two-wheel drive because there's a battery and the drive shaft can't go through the battery apparently.
Yes.
So this has got to be a basic one, 4x4. Look at the interior. This is where a lot of people kind of, you know.
It does have a little rack.
This is the difference between the pros and the manufacturer and the regular, right? They have actually changed the interior.
And they spend their time, right?
Yeah.
Look at all the piping, stitching, seat belts, the steering wheel is done. And then it's kind of has that stow and go system, right? Where you could kind of make a flat floor.
Well, you could, you know, like my wife hates when I snore.
Yeah.
So I could sleep in the rooftop tent.
And she can sleep down here.
Or vice versa. But there's a rooftop tent. I guess you can sleep.
You could add one.
You could add one, yeah. You think it's lifted? I'm not sure. It may not be.
It has a small lift, I think.
You think it's got a small lift?
Yeah. And it's got these BF Goodrich all-terrain tires.
What do you think of the matte blue paint?
I like it.
Yeah?
I like this. Also, you know another logo they should add to this?
What's that, besides the Grizzly?
They need a Hellcat logo.
A Hellcat logo. Yeah, you got a Hellcat, this gentleman. Are you with this?
Yes.
I'm Roman with TFL. We're
Roman, Dan Zimmerman. Pleasure
nice to meet you, Dan.
Yeah.
I like your
Andre.
Street,
Dan.
Andre, pleasure to meet you.
Nice, so you want to walk? Here, let me put this on, and you could do a walk around. There's Scott. Is this Scott?
We have Irina.
We have Irina.
Irina?
She's next year, yeah.
Are you the person?
No, you can start with the interior.
All right, we'll start with the interior.
All good.
Okay, go ahead, Andre.
You want to start from the front, or?
Yeah, let's start from the front. Okay. Yeah, can you show us around?
Sure.
We were just commenting on how attention to detail is very important.
Of course.
It looks very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. So we're trying to capture a more sporty, athletic appeal for the interior.
Okay.
So what we did was start with the Limited with the integrated console. We've added the catskin leather seats with the white and mango suede piping. We've added the Mopar all-weather floor mats. And if you can kind of see, there's a really nice rust orange stitch that runs throughout the whole interior.
Mm-hmm.
And then stopping at the steering wheel, for the first time, we've added paddle shifters here. We've changed the steering wheel bezel color to this liquid titanium. So again, it's a more athletic appeal for the whole interior. And then obviously, as you go throughout the car, we've got the stow and go seats. We've stowed one seat to kind of show the massive volume that you get out of the interior.
Uh-huh.
We've got the Yeti cooler here. We've kept everything really open in the back because you could showcase that you can put a bike inside the vehicle, or you could put a paddleboard in there, or a surfboard, whatever you like.
Uh-huh.
In the back, we've done something different. I see a lot of minivan owners that actually like take their third row and they stow it and they never open it. So the idea here is to question whether we can make the third row optional or not. So it's got this heavy-duty cargo floor, and it showcases that you can put wet or dry gear in the back here.
And just have it kind of like, it's more of a utility function
exactly.
Rather than just seat function.
Right. And and here too, like if you want to camp out in a vehicle, I need places to put stuff. I need things to, you know, I need to be able to lay flat if it's raining out, I need a place that's got shelter.
Yeah.
The other thing is we try to respond to what customer has been asking for, right? So they ask for a power outlet. We've got a 115 volt outlet here. We've been hearing people say, you need more, you need a marine grade. We also did the Space Saver Spare in here.
Return
of the Space Saver Spare.
Okay.
So for years that's
been
gone.
And it's tucked on the side.
Yeah, it's tucked on the side. You know, you have different options you can get in this panel. You can get a vacuum, you can get the subwoofer, or you can get the Space Saver Spare. So it's just trying to address customer needs in a different way.
Yeah, that's really well done. Yeah, we wanted to speak maybe a little bit on the exterior.
That's Irina.
Yeah.
Let me get the mic. Okay.
Irina,
yeah. Let
me get you over here. Let me put this on you. I'm just going to zip this up here.
So you don't have to wear that.
The
stupid badge.
All right.
There's a video.
Can we start at the front? Because
yes.
I like those fog lamps.
Yes.
Those are pretty nice.
Yes.
What type of a lift? Is there a suspension lift on this?
Yes, there's a suspension lift on this. It's a 2.5 in the front, 2.75 in the front, so 2.75, and 2.5 in the back.
Okay, so it's a little bit more, like more level look, right?
Well, the all-wheel drive already has 1 inch on it, so it's on top of the all-wheel drive, so technically it's like 3.5. But
it,
that way you can actually have the nice big tire on there.
Yeah.
So the tire is 31 inch.
Uh-huh.
It's 2 inches bigger than our current Pacifica tire. So that you get that, you lift it off the ground, so you get that off-road ish feel, right?
Yeah.
And then you get the rugged tires, so snow, and of course overlanding.
Yeah. And the bumper is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes. So the bumper is, what we did is we actually wrapped it with the vinyl, so it kind of protects it from all the rocks hitting it.
Okay.
And then the fog lamp is LP4 fog lamp, but we did a unique bezel that fits it in here. So we designed a specific bezel just for that to fit it in there.
Yeah, I think it's an overall good look, and also you got some extra lights kind of up above.
Auxiliary
as well.
Lighting at the top, correct?
And microphone. Oh, yeah.
Auxiliary lighting at the top.
Yeah.
And then we have the awning, of course. You see it right there. But it's the look. We went after the look. We wanted it to be matte, so it's matte blue, Arctic blue. It's also a wrap, and then we got the awesome badge. You see it on the body side.
Yes.
To symbolize the.
You know that
toughness
that,
of this.
The Grizzly badge.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me a little bit of a Hellcat badge. Kind of the same theme.
It's the same idea.
Same theme, but different.
Yeah.
Different,
So because we're trying to toughen up the van, so we went after a different animal. But we thought this was a perfect fit. Because, yeah, you know, mama bear, cubs, you know.
Yes, kind of yes, absolutely.
Protecting, yeah.
I think overall,
the sliding doors, you have so much space, right? You can open it up, you can use it. It's a lot of space on the inside that you can now really use it to in a different way. And we kind of brought it here to test it, see what people think, because it's such a different take on overlanding than usual.
Yeah, but it's not the only van here, right? I mean, it's kind of in the, I mean, there's bigger vehicles, like, you know,
it
more
seems
gigantic
obvious,
ones.
But somehow it wasn't, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's the only minivan here.
But it's a more, you know, streamlined,
yes,
you know, it's
yes.
more.
It's aerodynamic. So,
aerodynamic, yes.
And you got all the safety, because Chrysler Pacifica is extremely safe vehicle, so you, if you're with your kids, you're safe, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to head out.
We're going to finish up our podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Hey, build it, and they will come.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right,
thank you,
guys.
Bye. We'll see you soon.
I'd buy that, Andre.
Heck yeah. All wheel drive?
Yeah.
But look, but there's a Ram section here as well, Roman.
Is this the Stellantis? Have we entered the Stellantis part of the walk around?
Yes, we have entered
Stellantis.
But there's
a guy talking to a speaker, which is going to be annoying.
But so they also do ride and drives, right? So they have like a dirt mount where you could actually test some of the functionality of some of these vehicles, which is cool.
Yeah, is there a Hemi under one of those?
Let's look, because they're just reintroducing the Hemi, right?
There's a Rebel X.
A Rebel X celebrates 10 years of the Ram 1500 Rebel.
Hey, you wanna spill the beans on what you're doing next week? You're doing something really
cool. Yeah, I'm going to spill the beans.
Why don't you spill the beans? Because Andre's going to Detroit, but you're bringing back something.
Yes, so Ram has an event at Chelsea Proving Grounds, which is their corporate proving ground in Michigan. And I'm bringing a truck similar to this back to Colorado, but it's going to be a Warlock, okay?
Oh, sweet.
But that's all I'm going to say.
But there's something under the hood maybe that people will be interested in.
Yes, but that's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, we'll have to surprise you guys. So stay tuned. Oh, that's interesting. Look, somebody's taken a Grenadier and put it next to a Defender, right?
Oh.
Which is unusual because the Defender was kind of what the Grenadier is, or vice versa. The Grenadier is what the Defender was.
Well, yeah, the creator of the Grenadier company wanted to build a Defender, right?
Yep.
Their own version. And now they're next to each other right here.
Let's go show them. So, yeah, I think it's Sir Richardson. Is that his name?
The richest man. Radcliffe. Jim Radcliffe.
Yeah. Sir Jim Radcliffe, the richest man in the UK. Wanted to take the old Defender, not that one, the one that was boxy.
The original,
square,
yeah.
And keep building it. But Land Rover said no, and so instead.
So he came up with this.
Yeah. That's a Rebel rally car. Look at that.
Dude, look at that trailer. Maybe we can end right there. Have you ever seen something like that?
It's a very military trailer.
But it also has leather on the inside. Look at this. Look at this. This is something else. More of a kind of a streamlined teardrop trailer.
I don't know what you'd call this. This is not a it's not like a bean trailer. This is more of a
this is the BRS off-road.
Oh yeah. Look at all the fans up
there.
Wow,
but look at the space, the amount of curvature here.
It is a teardrop. It's just
well, it's a class of teardrop, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of the class of the trailer.
It's just like armored up teardrop would
yes,
be the best way to
but
describe
tough
it.
Tough looking and very
yeah,
mean.
Yeah.
Very mean and tough.
Well, we've done a complete walk around. We're back to our friend Scott.
Yeah.
So guys,
well, we saw maybe 80%, maybe 70%, right?
Yeah.
We didn't see every single thing.
And if you guys, you know, want to find out what Tommy and the team have been up to, head on over to Karish.
Yeah.
And we want to especially give a shout out to our patrons.
Yes. So we started doing live shows. Obviously, this is not a live show right now.
No, we don't have the bandwidth here.
But from our studio at home in Boulder, Colorado, we're doing also live Patreon shows. We really appreciate your support. And that's how you can get these shows first before anybody else does. And also questions. If you ask questions, we'll answer them. And the most common question is what, Roman?
What truck does Andre drive?
Similar. What's your favorite truck, right? And what we showed you here is kind of some of our favorites.
No, the most common question is, you know, what's happening with the bread loaf? What's happening with the bread loaf, Andre? Where
is it? It's in the shop. It's right there. It's in Greeley.
It's been in the shop now for like the last 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
that's how projects go.
So if you guys are interested in helping Andre build it out, once he gets the transmission fixed,
yeah, now that please watch the videos.
Now that he's, you know, VA swapped it,
yes,
then where should they contact us? Ask a TFL truck.
Yeah, but also just follow our channels.
And I bet, Andre, I bet.
What?
I bet if you guys jumped in and helped Andre fix this, we could show it here next year.
Wouldn't that be featured maybe at Scott's booth.
It could be.
What about that?
We could have the only Russian Buhanka at the...
Do you see any other Russian Buhankas here?
No, I have seen nothing else. I've just seen all, you know, Jeeps and Chevys and Fords.
Yeah.
And British Ineos Grenadiers.
Yeah, but the only thing help I need, Roman, is encouragement and support online. I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for encouragement and support.
Ask a TFL truck. We'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Thank you.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.